If you hear this voice, then you are hearing Brandy J and Voices of Courage, aka A Voice to be Reckoned With. This episode is called Black Lives Matter. And yes, they do. They always have. And it's really just up to society getting on board and acknowledging it. Because by not acknowledging it does not make it less true, because black lives do matter. And for anyone that thinks differently, well, this is for you. Mainly, it's for black lives, but for ones that need a message and need to get on board and need to hear and understand. Welcome to Voices of Courage. Now let's go. Let me tell you why Black Lives Matter. First and most, does others' lives matter? Well, there you go. If anyone else's life matters, then damn sure black lives matter. Because if black lives don't matter, then I guess nobody's lives matter, right? What makes a black life less valued? I'm waiting. And I would love to get an explanation to why this is the thought of a world that decided to take it upon itself to make this choice that was not given. Because see, the ones that are taking black lives did not create or put black lives here. We are all equal, and we are all born into this world, and we are all allowed to live in this world. And anyone that thinks differently, then you have a problem and you are the problem. To anyone that thinks differently, then you are clearly stating that the careless, inhumane murders that are continuing to happen to this day are okay with you. So I ask, who came and sat on their high stank ass horse and told you that we did not matter? Because clearly you have been lied to, and clearly your actions and your ways are disgusting and inhumane. Black lives matter. And for the ignorant, when we say black lives matter and feel the need to say all lives matter, your ignorance is distasteful, is disgusting. Why, when a black person stands up and stands out and speaks on the injustice, people get all into their shit, all uncomfortable? Are you uncomfortable? Oh my, sorry for your life being disturbed by the killing of black lives. So sorry. That we inconvenienced your ass. This is an unjust world, and it always will be until people are valued just the same as the people that feel like they're God, which is a high order I don't think you even want to mess with when it comes to God. and for the Christians that go along with this unjust, inhumane thought. Well, what do you have to say? I can't for the life of me understand why this even has to be a subject or a movement. Is there a movement for anyone else's? I mean, is there a movement for white lives? Is your life being taken? Are you being slaughtered? Are you being carelessly murdered? And then to have other black lives take it upon themselves to speak down upon why these events are taking place as of today. You should be ashamed. You stand for nothing. Black lives matter. No one's asking. It's a fact. But what you have to do is ask yourself, do you know this? Do you respect it? And if you don't, then what does that say about your life? Because you are no better. No one matters if black lives don't matter. There's no all lives matter if black lives don't matter, because all lives includes black lives. So that's an idiotic statement. Don't waste your time arguing against ignorance. Willful ignorance. We as people must hold accountability to ourselves and to the ones that allow for this foolery, this disgusting behaviors and thoughts and actions. When you are taking lives and basically saying, oopsie, what does that say for you? Is it worth it? Do you sleep well at night, knowing that you're destroying lives and people's families? Why is this still going on after decades, centuries? Why? When's enough going to be enough? Because if you stand for nothing, you damn sure fall for anything. Are your thoughts and your opinions, your own thoughts and opinions, do you even know why you hold so much hate for a race that's done nothing, nothing to you? So question your motives, your thoughts, yourself. But it's not right, obviously. When are we going to wake the hell up and stop having debates over justifying why someone was murdered? That's disgusting, inhumane, despicable, and says a lot about one's character. Question your own self before you decide to go and take a life that you had no rights to do. You didn't put it here. You don't take it from here. But the Creator is one that we all will answer to at some point. What will you say? What will you say? You won't have Jack to say, will you? What kind of world do we have here? I can't say, are we creating, because it's been created. Is this the world we're just gonna keep nurturing. This, what this is here, is Satan working his work and using any weak, coward to carry out his plans, because he doesn't give a shit about you. When is enough going to be enough? No answers, and won't ever have one. But there will be an answer that will be given, and that is two. God, to you Christians that say you love, you don't love, you don't love a damn thing. If this is what you condone and support, you need to go ahead and knock it off, because this is no Christian way, and you know it. But you also know what you're up against and who you have to answer to. Is this what we really are calling a place to be proud of? No place to be proud of. To be proud of being murdered. We'll return shortly. Will Jonathan Pryce, will his life go without any justice, any respect, which pretty much that has been taken? I guess it doesn't matter. It's another oopsie, right? As long as the life is gone. Who sits by and finds this to be something that is justifiable and okay? Are we just going to continue just to keep offing and offing and offing and act as if there is no problem? There is a problem. There's a huge problem. The thing is, that this is the world we live in, and this is what the world that we live in is saying. That when a black life is taken, that's it. And it doesn't deserve any type of acknowledgement or justice or any kind of empathy from a world that we all deserve to be able to live in and be a part of, and to live daily lives as anyone else. Why is this becoming a fad, a trend, when it is not? It's disgust. Accountability? I don't understand. I just don't understand. I do not understand. Does this bring peace and joy to individuals? Does it make you feel good? Do you sleep good at night? I don't believe you do. God doesn't give peace to monsters, to horrific individuals. the shame. The shame. The color of his skin is all that was seen by an evil, evil person that gets to walk away with theirs. How is this okay with anyone? If you stand for nothing, then you pretty much are nothing. May God have mercy on your soul, to the family, our hearts are with you. And I'm so sorry that this is the world that we live in. Nothing. Is prideful or great about any of this. That silence right there. Said a lot. Thank you for tuning in. This is Voices of Courage. Until next time, live and lead with love, because if we did that more, there'd be no room for this hatred and this disgust. Thank you.